of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A difficult day following what happened in Uvalde yesterday. Our thoughts and prayers out to all of those families. It is such a horrific, horrific event. A 78th this year, the 78th shooting in Texas. That's just unbelievable. As opposed to 55 in California. I was watching Ted Oberg with these stats. The horrific stats yesterday. I would ask you to call in, but I think that the phones are not working here. We were supposed to have Mike Giardi on. Unfortunately, we can't. I don't think we can get him on. We're supposed to have Scott Delaney on as well. How about this? Mattress Mack is paying $40,000 to 14 poker players, and with the room and board, and they're going to play at the World Series of Poker. The World Series of Poker is a month-long deal, not just the main event, which you see on TV, but there's all kinds of events. And Mack has backed, is staking 14 different guys, really good players, and they're having a competition. It's actually a competition that they're having, and they are trying to win. Whoever wins the most, Mack is going to give a prize to or whatever. But Mack is obviously get a piece of whatever they win. I don't know. I was going to ask him what are the percentages and whatnot. We have a poker group. We just finished up, and we're sending four people to the main event and some others to other events as well. And we get, it's a 60-40 split. The player who wins, whatever they win, they get 60%, and the rest of the group gets 40%. So it's a lot of fun. But Mattress Mack, that's over, I'm doing the math now, 40,000 by 14. We're talking about $500,000 that Mack's putting out there or more, because I think he's doing their hotels and their flights. Holy crap, Mack. I mean, he is Mack ain't scared to gamble now. Mack will throw some down on, okay? He's backing some, and these are really good poker players now. So hopefully they'll win him some money. I mean, I hope Mattress Mack wins money. Poor guy.
I mean, didn't he have like a big bet like on the Astros or something like that? They said if he cashes in on this, like it'll be like one of the biggest, you know, like paybacks in history or something like that.
Well, here's the deal: is if the Astros win at all, the furniture that you bought, you not only get your money back on the furniture, you get double. So this is really, if you believe in your Astros now, this is the time to bet it. Every other one has just been, you know, you get your money back from the furniture that you bought. This, he's doubling. You get double your money back. So I don't know. Is that a bet you want to make? A lot of people will, I can tell you that. He'll have 20 million, 30 million, whatever. At double your money back, I think he'll probably even get more. And the Astros are a pretty good team as well. So unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to have either of those guys on. Lance has already left the building. He is headed to Belize. He's got high winds and an earlier flight than he thought. So he's on his way. And it's just me and you, RJ. That's it. And some sound. Let's hear from some of the – when we come back, let's do the Rusty Harden. Rusty Harden was on a radio show in Cleveland. And this is sound from Rusty Harden. You hear, if you didn't see Real Sports last night, we'll explain it, what happened on Real Sports last night, and we'll hear from Rusty Harden when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780. Oh, well, I can't. 713-780. I'll tell you what. How about this? How about mybookie.ag? You can get to that. Now you can get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You, whatever you deposit, we're just talking about gambling, right? Okay, so you want to gamble on anything, anytime. You want to gamble on entertainment. You want to talk, gamble on politics. You want to bet, or you want to gamble on who the next pope is going to be. You want to gamble on, it's just, it's unbelievable, the number of bets. You want casino gaming. You got that as well. You got the NFL. You got, obviously, NBA playoffs that you can bet on right now. Baseball that you can bet on right now. MMA, boxing, golf. What is it that you want to play? You got it at mybookie.ag. All the prop bets as well. Now, you, whatever you deposit right now, be it your already on board, you've been a client of MyBookie, or you're a brand new client, whatever you deposit, make sure you put in the promo code BET975 so that you get your deposit bonus, all at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Huh. All right, a little Michael McDonald. I mean, you mix it up, RJ, don't you? Yeah, I like that. So last night, real sports, I don't know. If you didn't see it, if you don't have HBO, get it. I get it. I was highly unimpressed, and it's an impressive show. It's an award-winning show. It's an investigative reporting show. I thought the other stories, they did a much better job. They did a story about a female runner who I have a hard time believing that's a female. And apparently she said that she would show her hoo-ha to the officials if they don't believe her. But apparently she has like testicles inside of her and her hormones are different. And she's not alone. There are other women that have this and actually have been great athletes and actually have had to have some surgeries done. And they were not nearly as good afterward. Anyway, what a complex story. But I thought that story was much better. The Savannah Bananas story, awesome, awesome, awesome. That's a baseball team that just is a lot. That's all they are is fun. And it just looks like it's not baseball. It's not regular baseball. It is a lot. They're like the pitcher, the center fielder, the shortstop, and the second baseman all do a dance, the same choreographed dance, and then he throws the pitch. it's really neat, but it's taken off, and it's actually fun baseball as opposed to the baseball that we watch here on every night. But I didn't think they did a good job at all with the Deshaun Watson thing. First of all, they advertised it as several of the women would be interviewed, and only two were. That's not several. So HBO, that's false advertising. Secondly. The women chose to be interviewed, and let's face it, Ashley Solis, and I don't know the other woman's name who interviewed, but they, are putting themselves out there, and you know what? People are idiots. There's already been death threats. People are going to try to get a hold of them and try to kill them for some whatever reason. Now it's, I would imagine, Brown fans, because Texans fans are passing on trying to kill them because they're accusing Deshaun Watson. So I would imagine now it's going to be Browns fans that are irrational and just idiots. But, you know, they're putting themselves out there. So I can understand why the other 20 women did not want to be on national television and doing that. But I will say they weren't the most convincing. Ashley Solis was crying, and I understand it, and it was devastating to her. The only accusation that she has is that he was moving his member on her and trying to touch her with it. The other one said that Deshaun finished him, he finished and all this stuff. But afterwards, she was texting him afterwards, after all of this happened. And the interviewer, Soledad, asked her, Soledad O'Brien, I believe her name is, she asked her, why were you trying to get a hold of her? And her excuse, well, why were you still trying after all of this and you were felt so horrible about the way that it went down, and yet then you're still texting him afterwards trying to get a hold of him. And the excuse was pretty feeble. So what I thought was going to be compelling and something that would certainly be PR-wise would hurt Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns, actually was none of that. Meanwhile, Rusty Harden was on in Cleveland, and he had this to say. Rusty Harden had this to say about, and actually this is now a theme for the defense, is that only that none of these are even worthy of being talked about. Rusty Harden says only three of the 22 cases should actually be looked at by the NFL.
So if you look at the NFL's code of conduct, the first two items listed have to do with forcible conduct, okay? Some type of forcible sexual conduct. They do not cover consensual sexual conduct. First of all, would have been crimes. And the three that allege force would have all violate the code of conduct. The only conduct these women allege that violates the code of conduct are those that alleged force. And so if it is found that he did not engage in any type of forcible sexual misconduct, then he hasn't violated, under the allegations they're making, the code of conduct.
You know, it's looking more and more, and I got to tell you, for those of you that didn't see it last night, the female lawyer that represented Deshaun last night, here's what they did. Here's what Rusty Harden did, which was brilliant. He would not cooperate while they were making the story, while they were putting the story together. Tony Busby did. The two alleged victims did. And Deshaun Watson wouldn't, and Rusty Harden's team wouldn't. The day before it aired, Rusty Harden's team got a hold of Real Sports and said, okay, we'll do an interview. This was well after the piece is already put together. It was a one-on-one. It was three or four questions asked, and they got the last word in. And the female attorney who was representing, it wasn't Rusty, it was a female attorney, which is another smart move. In that, here we have this female finds Deshaun to be just wonderful, just a wonderful person. She was highly convincing too. So this, 2 year thing about Trevor Bauer, I'm not seeing it. I'm back to the 8-game suspension, 6-game suspension. In that, maybe an 8-game suspension. Deshaun appeals, maybe gets it down to 6 games. No criminal charges. We'll see what happens civilly. And, oh, by the way, the civil suits aren't even going to come through, and they're not going to be tried until after, probably more than likely, after the suspension is levied. So, yeah, I thought what a golden opportunity that Real Sports had to really make something sway public opinion. It didn't happen. It just didn't happen yesterday. There was a lot of talk about, and we talked about it this week, as a matter of fact, too, the way the Browns went about it and the way the Dolphins went about it. And Rusty Harden actually addressed the way, you'll remember that Donald Ross allegedly told Deshaun Watson, yeah, we'll trade for you as long as all of these civil cases are cleaned up, you settle all of them. Well, allegedly 18 of them were settled. And 4 weren't. And Stephen Ross said, nope, got to have all of them settled. Which would be, I would imagine the Cleveland Browns would love to have that, because they don't want this story to continue to come out. And this, all of this stuff about Deshaun Watson, and it's going to be more salacious and more salacious as this goes along. When we hear from the ones who feel Deshaun forcibly forced himself on them sexually, when we hear about that, that is going to definitely not be something that the Cleveland Browns are going to be all that thrilled with. But Rusty Harden did address the deal with Miami at the trade deadline and why that fell through.
Miami said, we'll take our chances on the criminal case, whatever that happens in the future, but we have got to have a non-disclosure agreement and the settlement of all 22 women. Deshaun wanted to go to Miami. Miami wanted him. Miami made a proposal to the Texans that the Texans said they would accept if Deshaun accepted it. And so the issue was, can it be settled before November 2nd trading deadline? We had to hold our nose and try to get that settled. And then the all 22 women weren't willing to settle. And it turns out, ironically, that two of them didn't want to settle because they did not want a non-disclosure agreement. The very thing that we had taken, position we'd taken in April.
They wanted to be able to talk about, you know, what happened. Huh. And what didn't settle. So Miami was out, Cleveland in. Cleveland. Miami says, we're okay. We'll take a chance on a criminal, but we got to have all this civil stuff. You mean you're taking a chance on that he would go to jail? He's not going to jail. All he's going to have to do is pay money to these civil litigants. That's weird. That's wild. We don't care about the criminal charges. We care about the, of course, the criminal charges. None of them came through. So, but I would be much more worried about him. You know, we're not going to have him because he's in prison. You know, that thing might be, but out of money, whatever, out of his pocket, whatever, that'd be fine.
Well, do you believe that there are teams, because I feel like there's probably many more teams out there that are probably of the mindset that Miami was, you know, like if we can just all, and in their quotes, like figure this out on the low, like, you know, hey, we won't talk about it. We won't bring it up. You won't bring it up. They won't bring it up. So it won't be a distraction in the locker room. Like I feel the Browns maybe of that mindset. I don't know. Listening to you guys in the first hour, I mean, there's, you know, a consensus that he's probably going to win this and that he'll be suspended for X amount of games. And then it's like, he'll say, I paid my debt.
It's over.
Nah. So, you know, maybe Miami was doing that, but they weren't thinking, I guess, quote unquote, that far down the road. They probably thought this wasn't going to get figured out for a couple years.
Well, I don't think they wanted, you know, constant civil litigation testimony coming forward. That's what I think that was their thought. And you know what? The Cleveland's going to have to put up with this. If these do go to trial, you know, you've got 22 of them. You've got a lot of salacious stuff. It's not going to be Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. It's not going to be that bad. It's not going to capture the nation quite like that is, but it is certainly going to be, you know, it's going to be like a million cuts for the Cleveland Browns organization. It's going to be like all these, oh, Deshaun did this and Deshaun did that. Ooh, Deshaun did this and that and this and that. It's not going to be one giant stab. And I think that's what the Miami Dolphins wanted to avoid. And then finally, Rusty, the initial suspicion, it was so funny. When all of these charges came out, Deshaun had already said he's not going to play for the Houston Texans anymore. Deshaun had, you know, said, I will not play. I'm not going to play anymore. And then all of a sudden, all these accusations came out. Rusty Harden trying to put two and two together here.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. it's a question deserving to be asked, but not deserving to be answered. Certainly not by me.
Was it suspicious that Cal McNair and Tony Busby are neighbors? That was the question. So it was the interviewer that was trying to put it together, and not Rusty Harden. Rusty's not touching that. Although a lot of people thought that the Texans initiated this, which is kind of silly to devalue Deshaun Watson the way. Of course, turns out he wasn't devalued, although he was impossible to trade for over a year, and you had to sit and eat $10 million while he sat there and collected money and didn't play. 927 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I would tell you to call in, but you can't. And when we come back, we'll get back to Texans practice out there. And we've got a bunch of sound from minicamp. We'll get to on the other side, right here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Gentlemen.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans are out there OTAing. No Malik Collins, no Laremy Tunsil out there. Whatever. Maybe they have some personal issues that they can't, or maybe they're just, it's voluntary and we're not going to be there. Maybe for $66 million you could show up for something voluntary. I don't know. I just think that's a good employee. Maybe you could show up for games. Maybe Laremy Tunsil, you could show up for games this year. I know you hurt your pinky or something. John, he hurt his finger and he had to, yeah. Offensive linemen, you know what they do? They tape it up and they go back out there. They don't miss games. They don't miss plays, let alone games. They tape it up and they go back out there. But whatever. But I'm a tough guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing through pain. Like, I broke my ribs. Was I here the next morning, RJ?
Yes, you were.
Would Laremy Tunsil have been here?
Questionable.
Hells no. Laremy Tunsil ain't coming in. Not with broken ribs. I play through pain. It's what I do. So Brandon Cooks is there. Hey, you know what? You got Nico Collins. You got John Metchie. You got Brandon Cooks. Might not be bad. It just might not be bad. You picked up a running back in Damian Pierce. The offensive lineman, you picked up a first rounder in Kenyon Green. It may not be bad. I'm going to be a little optimistic. Peter King, ranking all 32 NFL teams, had the Texans last. Dead last. Get him on here on this show, and he's got some explaining to do. I will guarantee you the Texans will not get the number one pick next year.
Okay. Now, if you could get into Peter King's mind, what would you feel would be the reason why he would rank them last? If you could just get into his mind a little bit.
Because they've been a mess for so long. I mean, listen, the Jets improved themselves in the draft. The Jags improved themselves in the free agency and the draft and coaching. Washington, I think they're going to be better with Carson Wentz, I think. But they still have a wonderful talent on defense, something that the Texans don't have. The Giants, you know, they did a nice job in the draft as well. And the Texans were worse than they were last year. So, I mean, I can understand it, I guess. I guess I can understand it, but I just don't. Detroit? Really? Detroit is going to be better than the Texans? Peter King, the Falcons? No, they're going to suck. The Texans, I'm going to tell you this. I think the Texans are going to be drafting next year between 8 and 12. Somewhere in that neighborhood. The Texans are going to win more games than people think. Brandon Cooks talked about John Metchie. And, you know, he's not able to do stuff right now, but he can just see. You can just see that this rookie's got some talent.
That kid's special. You can just tell it. You know, when you talk with someone, you just get that feel about a guy. And, you know, the way that he goes about his business, obviously right now, he's not going with us. But, you know, his focus and paying attention to the little details that he can pay attention to, I like him. And I can't wait to get to work with him for sure.
So I can't wait to see John Metchie either. Apparently he doesn't have top end speed, and all I know is John Metchie made a lot of plays for Alabama. We'll see what John Metchie can do here at the pro level, despite the injury. So hopefully he gets through that and he's able to get on out there. Lance said something scary, that you only come back after Liz Frank. Derek Stingley had Liz Frank, and he only come back 80% after a Liz Frank injury. Lovey talked about Stingley. And, you know, you saw him out there. You saw number 24 out there. He's doing some stuff. He's not doing everything, though.
We know he's coming off of a major injury. So for Derek and some of our other players, you can see we have quite a few guys that are out right now. Some are getting no reps. Some are getting a limited amount of reps, which we're doing with Derek and Kenyon and a few other players.
So you know, hopefully Stingley is going to be, hasn't played much football for the last couple of years. So hopefully he'll play some football this year. Hopefully Laremy Tunsil will play some football this year. It'd be great, I think. That'd be nice if he played some football this year. But the other guys are out there, and, you know, it's OTAs. You can't get excited about what's going on in OTAs. It's they're in shorts, and they're not even hitting each other. They're just throwing against the air. They're not locking up. It's nice to have Brandon Cooks locked up. This is an important year for Davis Mills. Lovie Smith, obviously. How big is this? Davis Mills, you know, if Zach Wilson struggles, if Justin Fields struggles, if Trevor Lawrence struggles, if Mac Jones struggles, even if Trey Lance struggles, they're still going to be around. This year for Davis Mills is huge. Lovie Smith talked about what an important year this is for Davis Mills.
Quarterback is the toughest position in football, and you have to put time in. No, there's no substitute for experience, though. I mean, every year, some things Davis will get just based on playing the game for a long period of time. But I think a lot of the good ones there, they play good ball early on, too. And did I tell you he was a smart guy that went to Stanford? He picks things up fairly quick, and he'll be okay.
Yeah, I was impressed. You know what? I was impressed with, I don't know who's to say he doesn't, his read progression. I thought his read progression was fabulous last year. It's a rookie that is looking at his first receiver, second receiver, finding his third receiver down the field in a lot of instances with Brandon Cooks and throwing down the field. It's not like he just dropped three steps and then let it fling. He was actually reading his progressions. He is a sharp guy. And here's the thing about him. Well, here's the thing about him. If he plays poorly, you know, and you're getting another quarterback, period. You're getting another quarterback. If you're drafted in the top three or four or five next year, more than likely you're getting a quarterback. Which is why it's awfully important for Davis Mills to win some football games so that they think, you know what? And more than win football games, but look good doing it. I mean, maybe he won't be able to handle it. The defense isn't there yet. The defense is still far behind. But, you know, he's got to look good doing it so that they think, you know what? Otherwise, they are going to get another guy. Now, they're not afraid to put the ball in his hands. They haven't brought virtually nothing else in. The backup situation here is absolutely, he has absolutely zero worries about anyone passing him up. Get Baker Mayfield. So Baker Mayfield could be looking over his shoulder, so the fan base could be screaming for Baker Mayfield. There is nobody. Kyle Allen, you ain't screaming for Kyle Allen. You ain't screaming for Jeff Driskel to get in there. You ain't screaming for Kevin Hogan to get in there. There is nobody that is threatening Davis Mills' starting position here. And you know what? That could give the kid a lot of confidence.
Well,
but
isn't it interesting, like just to ask you, isn't it interesting that we've had NFL, you know, scribes and NFL insiders on the show, and, you know, they'll say, well, if Davis Mills would have came out this year, he probably would have been the first quarterback taken, yeah. Maybe the second quarterback taken. Why is it that because he came out the previous year and you saw the production that he had last year, that there are guys that are saying, well, it's either this year or bust for him, but if he would have came out this year, he still would have been, you know, he would have been like the number one, maybe number two quarterback taken. I just find that like very odd. Do you think he's very good and he just needs time, or are you saying that, well, you know, if he does bad this year, you know, just start it over, you know, get a new quarterback, maybe CJ Stroud and or Bryce Young, and let's just start this all over again. But you don't have
any capital in him, though. Here's the deal. If you draft Trevor Lawrence, number one overall, Zach Wilson, you got a lot of money. You had signing bonus. You got big contracts that you got to pay off on. You used up a first or a second overall pick. Davis Mills used, well, it didn't work out. Oh, well, we don't have anything invested in him. There's nothing invested in Davis Mills, so it's no big deal. It's no big deal that Davis Mills came and went. I mean, which was huge for the Arizona Cardinals to just get rid of Josh Rosen and say, you know what, we made a mistake. First rounder, sorry, made a mistake. We're drafting a quarterback number one overall, and we're bringing in a coach that can teach him. That's what we're doing here. And, you know, you don't have anything invested in Davis Mills. So if Davis Mills comes and goes, oh, well, that's fine. If Davis Mills doesn't perform this year, let's go get another guy. Because we didn't put any. It's not like we put anything into the position. A third rounder? That's fine. We lost a third rounder. You lose the number one overall pick, though, or number two overall pick, or number three overall pick? That's a big deal. That's why you're going to keep on putting him out there to make sure that you didn't. And here's the deal, though. Davis Mills does have the pedigree. Davis Mills came out of high school as the number one quarterback, dropback, pocket guy in the country. So it's not like he doesn't have pedigree. You're talking about, you know, oh, well, Zach Wilson is number two pick. He's got pedigree. Well, Zach Wilson, until his senior year, wasn't even thought to be a first or second or third rounder until his senior year. But Davis Mills has been good and thought of as a good quarterback for a while now. He just didn't have the chance. He was in his injury. Now, he did struggle beating out Costello at Stanford. So that's an issue. But you know what? Sometimes guys take a little bit longer to get better. I thought Davis Mills was just fine last year. I'm looking forward to Davis Mills this year. All right. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way. You are better be ready, RJ, because there's some tough questions for you coming your way next. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Walmart's having some problems there, RJ. Apparently, they had to apologize. They have a new flavor of the retail's branded ice cream called Juneteenth. Do you think that we should eat ice cream to commemorate the end of slavery?
No, and I'm pretty sure that the flavor's what? Chocolate?
No. Swirled red velvet and cheesecake. I don't find that very racist. But here's the problem. The company that's making the ice cream is a white company with a white CEO. When they should maybe have chosen a black company, a black ice cream company maybe to benefit from it, you think? Maybe?
I don't even know why, this is an idea. I mean, you know, like they're sitting like in the boardroom. All right, guys, listen, Haagen-Dazs and everyone else keeps coming up with great flavors. You know, Baskin-Robbins is always coming out with a new flavor. We need something.
Here's what we need. We need a 420. That's what we need, right?
I feel like that's
so we get stoned and eat some ice cream. That's what we need. 420 ice cream.
I mean, I feel like if you walk into, you know, any sort of ice cream parlor, if you go into a local Walmart, you're just going to see like the first thing of ice cream that you can get. Unless there's a particular flavor of ice cream. I wouldn't know. I don't smoke.
Well, but I just think that's probably a better commemorating. That's better to commemorate than probably Juneteenth trying to benefit off of, you know, the end of slavery. I don't know. That's just me. A state representative floated a mandatory vasectomy for all boys as his state nears nation's strictest abortion law. Do you think that all boys should get a vasectomy?
No. And I mean, what, you're going to say against like their own will too? Is that what we're doing now?
Listen, if we're going to stop, okay, if we can't have abortion, okay, I mean, if we're going to have abortion or not have abortion, then we should have vasectomies. That's what he's saying.
I don't know.
Have you ever been to Yellowstone?
I want to go. I've never been.
You've never been?
No.
Well, apparently there was a traffic jam. I'm looking at a video. They had a traffic jam at Yellowstone. The cause of the traffic jam? They were watching a majestic bull elk pee on his own face. Do you think you would want to watch an elk pee on his own face?
I'm laying on the horn. Get out of here! Scram!
Stop peeing on yourself!
Get out of here! What's wrong?
Then you're gross, bull elk.
Holding us up here! What is this, Houston?
You're gross. Stop peeing in your own face. Well, he stands up and he puts his head down in between his legs. And then he shoots pee at himself in his face.
Is that normal?
I don't know.
I've never heard that on Discovery.
Is that how you wash up? I don't know if I want to wash up with my own pee. I don't know. I don't. You know what I don't want to be now? A bull elk. I've just decided. Apparently, they have a tough-to-forge digital driver's license. So, yeah, you have a digital driver's license on your phone, and so you don't have to carry around a driver's license anymore. But apparently this tough-to-forge digital driver's license, it's easy to forge.
Somebody's always going to figure out a hack.
That's what they found. They thought that their tough-to-forge digital driver's license was going to be tough. Not so much. It's misnamed because it's actually pretty easy. Preston Conservatives, the Conservative Party in Preston. Preston is inside. It's got to be in England somewhere. Apparently, the Conservatives are investigating after an election candidate. He lost the election, but he tweeted about the creamy, buttery smell of girls 16 to 23. Do you think girls 16 to 23 years old smell creamy and buttery? Does it get much creepier than this guy?
That is creepy. That is, I mean, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
That is, that to me doesn't seem like somebody I want to vote for. No. I don't know. That's just me. Apparently, a woman has some problems. she apparently is, she, oh, I got to find the story. Here she is. A Florida woman. She doused her neighbor with urine because the neighbor has a chicken that keeps coming over to her house and pooping on her patio. Do you think that you should be able to throw your urine on your neighbor if their chicken keeps pooping on your patio?
That should show you to keep your chicken out my yard, Diane.
That's right.
Stop
now,
it.
Do you think that they'll let the chicken loose anymore? No. Yeah, I don't want urine all over me. There's a lot of urine in today's weird news of the week.
Yeah, why?
Yeah. I think that's probably an apt, you know what? That's probably right. Apparently, there's a nightmare neighbor. Smeared dog poo on the door as a moving out gift to their neighbor. Do you hate a neighbor so much that when you're moving out, you're going to smear dog poo all over their door? Have you ever hated that neighbor?
I never really liked you, so I'm going to show it by doing it. Yo, listen. Why? For what? Now that there's a whole big debacle, for no reason. If you didn't like me, then just be glad.
Well, here's a little parting gift for you. I just want you to know how much I dislike you.
Where's that guy at the airport when I need him?
A man put his wife up for sale on the internet. Apparently, here's how he put her up for sale. For sale, wife for sale. Above average condition for a year. Great headlights. Flip paint work. Changes from white during week to orange at weekends. Good set of tires. Comes with an additional 100 pairs. Has a bad smell from exhaust every morning, but goes away when you open the window. That's not a great selling point for your wife. Has had a small intermittent whine coming from the top end since I got her. Seems to have got a lot worse the last month, though. Runs on Coors Light and cocktails. Seems to disappear when you fill the tank. Excellent smiles per gallon if you keep it topped up. Open to offers or may swap. Ideally, Jennifer Aniston or Imelda May. Do you want to buy this man's wife?
No. First of all, no. Second, that's, creepy. And then, what is this? Is this CarMax? I mean,
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
That is so rude.
It was apparently a joke. She said, he's so funny.
I wouldn't have been laughing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been laughing when he's dropping how I stink, my poo stinks every morning. I wouldn't be crazy about that if I was her. I know my wife wouldn't be happy with me. I know that. A teen called the cops. Apparently, he'd never seen a flip phone before. He thought it was a knife. Do you think these kids nowadays, they have no idea what a flip phone is?
What year was he born? Because, flip phones are still around. Of course.
Who's got a flip phone?
I don't know. Maybe some, old
Jeff
dude
Van Gundy,
that's it. Katie? I don't know.
Jeff Van Gundy's the only person that still has a flip phone.
Really?
Do you think that a flip phone is dangerous and you should call the cops?
It's got numbers on it. It's got a screen. You know it didn't feel sharp. You picked it up. You probably called the police with the flip phone if I'm, you know, just following that train of thought.
A drunk man who has a horse and buggy got pulled over. He was slumped over in the buggy. And when the cops asked him, he said, don't worry about it. The horse knows how to get home. Do you think he should get a DUI?
No. No. I said the same thing.
No.
I'm not driving.
Well, kind
of
you are.
You kind of are, but I mean, you know, if we're just going in a straight line, I mean, listen, I could nap for, you know, 30 minutes.
No, right. And the horse knows how to get home.
Wake up. Silva. Whoa. You know? Why can't you get DUI?
No DUI. I'm letting it go if I'm the judge. Of course, I'm going to be pretty lenient. It's 9:56 ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. We're done. Vanessa and Gallant is next right here on the show. Hope you had a great day. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.